Only 16 hours remain on Visions and Sounds 24 hours of soundtrack music here on CKMS 100.3 FM Radio Waterloo. Rob Daniels here from the movie, TV, and video game soundtrack program, Visions and Sound. On June 10th, I'll be taking over CKMS on my 5th anniversary for 24 hours. Tune in on June 10th to hear music from your favorite movies, TV shows, and video games. That's all day on the 10th of June on CKMS 100.3 Radio Waterloo. just a little bit of music from the film The Dead Zone. That's Michael Kamen, the late, great Michael Kamen. My name is Rob Daniels, and this is Visions in Sounds, 24 hours of soundtrack music here on CKMS 100.3 FM Radio Waterloo. Well, it's getting, it's 8 hours in, and I'm feeling pretty good, actually, considering that, I've still got, 16 hours to go. So it's kind of like one of those really good moments when I can sit back and go, hey, breakfast is good and would be good about now. Anyway, with that in mind, if you are interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on Visions in Sound, you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS. That's 884-2567. Or you can try me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. Well, one of great little things that happens with soundtracks is that there. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. There are really cool liner notes, and some of the stories that come out of these liner notes are actually quite good. Now, the story about the Dead Zone, which is actually probably one of the better of the adaptations for. A Stephen King novel. I honestly thought that it was just one of those. So far, they haven't been able to get it right. But The Dead Zone did get it right, and I was really impressed with it. Anyway, the whole idea of the liner notes, and this is the kind of story I like. This was written by Michael Kamen during the process of composing, and this is what he had to say. The Dead Zone was my first, quote, Hollywood project, and I think I was hired by accident. Fate plays a major role in the story of the film and my life. It had been my favorite Stephen King novel. I found the Christopher Walken character to be tragic and melancholic. The gift of a prescience, the result of a near fatal and prolonged coma, proves to be the sad undoing of an even innocent man. His lost years, lost love, and lost experiences provoked a profound emotional response from me. I was living in London, working with Pink Floyd, when the call came in. I flew to Los Angeles and met the producer, Deborah Hill, and David Cronenberg. They took me to meet the legendary Dino De Laurentiis, who interviewed me and finally agreed to let me do the job by saying to me, "A new composer is like a watermelon. You don't know if it's ripe until you open it." When I saw him again after the preview, he smiled and said, "Ripe, sweet, and juicy." I flew back to London, where I wrote the entire score in 10 days, pounding on a piano through the night with the windows wide open. Very early one morning, a distraught, looking neighbor in a nightgown rang my doorbell. She was trembling and said, "Please stop playing the piano. You're scaring me and my family to death. We're having nightmares. We can't sleep. Please stop." I knew that I must have been doing something right. Well, just a little bit of a side note there about Michael Kamen's experience with the score to The Dead Zone. Again, like I said, one of my favorite of the Stephen King adaptation of his novels. So in this case, it's Visions and Sounds, 24 hours of soundtrack music. I'm going to continue on with some more of the Dead Zone here on Visions and Sounds, 24 hours of soundtrack music. If you're interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on Visions and Sound, or on the 24-hour special, or the regular show that I do, 3:20 to 5 p.m. every Friday, then you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS, that's 884-2567, or you can try me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. So here's some more of the late, great Michael Kamen's work on The Dead Zone. And with a little bit of music from the Dead Zone, that's Michael Kamen from the 1983 David Cronenberg film. Hope you're enjoying this 24 hours of soundtrack music. Now, I'm going to be asking something a little extra later on, but I just wanted to let you know that you're listening to 24 hours of soundtrack music. I started at midnight last night, so I've been on the air approximately about 8.5 hours. So it's, it's getting a little bit, I've caught my second wind now, and I'm going to hopefully carry this through right into, you know, at least until 8 o'clock tonight. You know, I mean, I'm going to go much later than that, but I'm hoping to sort of breeze through that. Anyway, with that in mind, I'm going to continue on with some more of the soundtracks here on CKMS's 100.3's 24 hours of soundtrack music. If you're interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on Visions and Sound, or whether it's my 24 hours of soundtrack music, or whether it's my my regular show at 3:20 to 5 p.m., you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS. That's 884-2567. And you can also contact me online on at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. As well, you can also try me on MSN Messenger by following the. You can find me by entering the above email address, and I'll take a look and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk. Hopefully the internet signal will be up and running soon. Here's hoping that is the case. I'm really hoping that will happen sometime today. In the meantime, 5 years of looking back upon the 5 years of Visions and Sound. Here's hoping that there'll be 5 more, maybe even 10 more. Who knows? But well, as long as there are movies, there'll always be soundtracks. So. I will always have something. I will always have something to do when it comes to the soundtrack industry. Well, moving on to the next of the many soundtracks that I'll be playing here today. The movie itself it's too bad that they don't show this show on regular TV. I happened to catch it on pay TV a little while ago, and I thought it was a really, really good show. Had potential, and I don't know where they are in terms of seasons right now. I think it might have been canceled or something to that effect. Anyway, I'm speaking of the show Carnival. And this is Nick Stahl and Clancy Brown and a slew of a cast of others in this sort of a supernatural set during the dirty 30s, 20s, 30s, that kind of thing. It's a very, very unusual kind of approach to this kind of show. Anyway, so I'm thinking, well, and I've also talked to the composer of this as well. His name is Jeff Beal. Now, if you're looking for music from Carnival, they did finally release a CD for it on Varese Saraband. So if you can find it, pick it up. It is pretty good. And for the most part, I think you'll enjoy it. This is a special CD that was sent to me by Jeff Beal. And he's one of those composers that if you go to his website, which I believe is www.jeffbeal.com, you'll find my interview with him there. You'll also find my interview on a lot of interviews with other composers on several other different sites. And I'll get to that when the time arises. But for the most part, this is Visions and Sounds 24 hours of soundtrack music here on CKMS 100.3. Like I said, I originally thought about calling it 24 hours of film music. But then I thought, you know, there's a lot more to the soundtrack world than film music. There's film music, of course. There's TV music, but there's also video game music, which you've heard a few examples of in the past little while, like... Mist Exile and Metal Gear Solid. Now there will be other examples coming up later in the show, but for the most part, you have this to look forward to. In the next little while, you've got Dune, you've got Blade Runner, Mr. Holland's Opus, Psychonauts, Halo 2, American Beauty, V, Mary Poppins, Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow, The Mission, Akira. Fiddler on the Roof, Angels in America, Moulin Rouge, Battleship Potemkin, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Terminator, Batman, The Dig, Superman, Sweet Hereafter, 1492, and the list goes on and on and on. So there's no sign of stopping the good soundtracks that are here. And these soundtracks were chosen by the listeners, by the listeners in my group, including members of the station here and several people like composers and that sort of thing that are going to be hopefully listening online if the internet connection comes back up. Let's hope it does. Anyway, with that in mind, I'm going to continue on with some more music from, or some music rather, from Jeff Beal's score to Carnival. Like I said, this is from the first season. I don't think they released a second season disc. In fact, I'm fairly certain that they didn't. Jeff Beal, check out Jeff Beal's website though, if you want some more information. Like I said, www.jeffbeal.com. There are several other composer websites, including like BearMcCreary.com. There's there used to be a MichaelCayman.com. I don't know if that still exists. It might. I'm pretty sure it might. There, like I said, there are several other websites out there for composers, as well as film music like FilmTracks.com, Soundtrack.net. Oh, just a whole bunch of different resources out there. Anyway, you're listening to Visions and Sounds, 24 hours of soundtrack music here on the CKMS 100.3 FM radio.